Then the fifth point. Thou who art the cause of the universe, purify thou my body. As you go further into the higher teaching in mental physics, you will get a totally different idea of what your body is. In the meantime, however, you can see quite readily that your body is a threefold thing, physical, mental, and spiritual. You will see that your physical body is what you make it through your thinking. There is an interdependence of body and mind. You can also see, though perhaps less clearly, that your mind is made up of ideas that come to you and which you hold for your own, the origin of the whole of which is the universal mind. Just as you can see that every living thing is linked up in the breath of life, so you can see that in thought, every living thing is also linked together. It is no different with that which we call the spirit, the cause of the universe. The simplest way to work out this principle in your life is constantly to be happy, to give thanks. These words will grow to be infinitely sacred to you as time goes on and as you learn more. You are also to learn in due time that that which you call your body is not by any means your own, but that because it is immortally linked up with all other bodies, you are dependent upon all other bodies, just as all other bodies are eternally dependent upon you. Get the idea, then, of health, of body, of joy, of mind, of reverence, of spirit. This is the everlasting triangle of life: joy, gratitude, reverence. And then the sixth point in this prayer: Thou who art all-sustaining, purify thou my feet. The feet of the body, as you can easily see, are vitally important members of the organism. We couldn't go far without our feet. But spiritually, the feet form the contact between you and the earth upon which you walk. The feet takes us to places, sometimes to the wrong place. All that sort of thing is easy to comprehend. But the inner meaning is that the magnetism of the earth upon which you stand comes into the body through the contact thus made with the feet. On one occasion in Tibet, I was sitting at the feet of my old master, and we were talking about electricity. Before us was a saucer of vegetable oil with a rush in it, and the light that came from it was hardly strong enough to make the darkness visible. I turned to him and told him that over in our country we had a wonderful light. But, as we were talking in Chinese, I had difficulty in explaining what electricity was. He said to me, "I do not understand, but I will tomorrow morning." I immediately thought, though I did not say, "Well, if you do not know now, how will you know tomorrow morning?" He caught my thought. Tucking his yellow robe into his girdle and slipping his sandals from his feet, he went out into the dark night and ran through a deep ravine which was cut up with all kinds of boulders and granite rocks. He ran like a deer with his naked feet. Returning, he showed me that his feet were not even scratched. But if you or I had done that, we should doubtless have cut our feet terribly, sprained our ankles, or broken our legs. But I have light in my feet, he said. And so in due time you will learn that you have light, the light of the divine wisdom in your feet. Take care of your feet, that you may gather into the physical body the balanced magnetism of the universe, so that again this balanced magnetism, or any other name which you may care to give to it, may manifest itself in balance through your life on all planes. The feet are of great symbolical significance. And then the seventh part. Thou who art all truth, purify again my head. My beloved, in your practice, you will, when you come to this seventh point, reread that which appeared in number one about your head. And then the eighth point. Thou who art all-pervading, purify thou my whole organism. Now, when you come to your own spiritual breath, the last of the illustrated breathings that you will practice, you will find that your whole body is the whole wide universe. You will learn that every living thing is contributing to your perfection. And with right understanding, you will know how to use this perfectness of all substance. Now rest and be happy. Let your mind meditate upon your whole organism on all planes of existence. Go back over what you have already learned and feel that you are established in right understanding. You are slowly but surely coming into the knowledge of your true nature. Now, also, my beloved, above everything, let us be practical. What has been said to you and what will appear in your documentary lessons will mean nothing to you if you are not able to sit quietly and think for yourself. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. You are whatever the Creator is. Therefore, you are urged to be faithful in your practice. Reading about truth will not make you realize truth. Reading about truth will not make you realize truth. You must practice it. Meditation is your key to practice. Therefore, be sure that you have memorized all your affirmations and denials. Memorize them in such a way that you are thinking of them constantly. With the first breath on waking in the morning, you think of some phase of your teaching. Let the grand truth live with you. Feel that you are a member of the great life of the universe. As a person, you may say that you are the little man. Have you ever heard the comparison between the little man and the great man? Now, my beloved, I am not giving you any advice that I have not, in my own experience, given very careful attention to. I am not promising you, nor will I ever promise you, that mental physics is an easy science to learn. It is easy when we apply ourselves properly. When we are foolish enough to set up within ourselves all kinds of disputatious arguments with ourselves, well, we're merely unconsciously performing a spiritual suicide. Be faithful. Be happy. feel that every day that you enter upon, immediately upon awakening, this is my day. It is my day of triumph. It is to be the happiest day that I have ever experienced. O Lord, that lends me life, lend me a heart replete with thankfulness. So, this seventh week in your experience, feel radiantly happy, radiantly strong all the time. Cultivate the feeling that no matter what outer conditions may seem to be, that all is well in your life, that everything in the universe, through the incoming of every breath of your body, is working for you and will instruct you so that everything that you do is in accordance with law, the law of the God of the universe. And this week, my beloved, you will add to your meditation this beautiful prayer which we have rather cursorily dealt with in this lesson. Let us be still. Thou, O Lord, who art the life and the support of the universe, who art dearer than life, purify thou my head. Thou who art free from all pain by coming into contact with whom I am free from all troubles, purify thou my eyes. Thou who pervadest the universe, directing and controlling it, purify thou my throat. Thou who art comprehending, purify thou my heart. Thou who art the cause of the universe, purify thou my body. Thou who art all-sustaining, purify thou my feet. Thou who art all truth, purify thou again my head. Thou who art all-pervading, purify thou my whole organism. And my beloved, our time is nearly gone. I advise you to be quite sure of your beautiful foreword. Let us close this class, this lesson, as I will again give it to you. I am now entering upon the greatest teaching accessible to man, for I am learning the secret of existence. The riddle of the universe is about me. I am now solving it. I learn why men die, why they are born, and why they live. I learn why men succeed, and why they fail, why they are happy, and why they are discontent. I have the power and the ability to live as long as I desire, to achieve whatever I wish, and the doors of my mind are now open that I may learn how this is done. I now learn that man is the master of his destiny, that man is the author of death. I realize that death is a mental concept and not a law of life. I now realize that all negation is a mental concept and not a law of life. I learn that there is only one law of creation, the law of life. I am now developing the power and the ability to realize in my own life the one divine principle in which all success, happiness, and peace reside. And I thank the infinite spirit within me for the knowledge of this wondrous truth now revealed to my consciousness. Peace be unto us all forevermore.